Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm supposed to preach for 5 minutes, yeah. To experience the joy of the gospel and the joy of heaven, where Faustina is reigning with the angels and saints, I think there are five M's that characterize the life of Faustina. I'd like to go through each one of the M's in about a minute. First is mercy. Mercy. She was chosen to be the secretary of divine mercy. So if we want to experience joy in this life, as well as in the life to come, then we have to receive God's mercy, and also we have to give God's mercy. The second M. Faustina spent long hours in meditation on the mercy of God. If you want to go deep in your spiritual life, you have to spend time in silent meditation, meditating upon the love and the mercy of God. As we promoted here in the parish for many years, you have to be faithful to your holy hour. Not your happy hour, but rather your holy hour. Meditation. Okay, the third M is that of Mass. The source and strength of the holiness of Faustina, as well as her joy, was related to the Mass and the Eucharist. You're here right now in the greatest prayer in the universe. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. You should have a daily hunger. As the poet says, as the deer yearns for the running stream, so my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. Psalm 42. So the Mass is a source of holiness for all, but Faustina, Mass and the Holy Communion gave her strength. Fourth M, which will be Father's talk this morning. One of his talks will be the importance of loving Mary. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is our Mother. And Mary is the Mother of Mercy. As we say in that beautiful prayer, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And the last M, which is the sum and the culmination of the other M's, would be this. Mission. We are called to be missionaries. If we understand God's mercy, if we meditate upon God's mercy, if we love the Mass and receive the Eucharist, and if we love the Blessed Virgin Mary, then we will become great missionaries. We'll bring the infinite love and mercy of God to the whole world. May God bless you.